It's mid-afternoon, and a haze floats over the dark green water as dive master Doug Jones ties his boat to a yellow buoy. New York's Adirondack Mountains rise in the distance, but our destination this morning lies below the waves. 40 feet down on the silty bottom sits the wreck of a ship known as the Burlington Bay Horse Ferry.
I suggest you do a tour around the wreck. It is possible to duck underneath part of the decking that's there. Please don't. Okay, it's very fragile, especially the spokes to the paddle wheels that are sticking out. So buoyancy control is really important.
The ferry is one of 6 ships in Lake Champlain's Underwater Historic Preserve. Underwater sites like this one are sprinkled throughout the Great Lakes. From commercial barges to warships, archaeologists say these wrecks hold a vital part of the region's history.
Good.
Perched on the dive platform, I go through a final equipment check. I'm sheathed from head to toe in a wetsuit, insulation against the cold water.
And a big step out. Now come on over here and hang onto the buoy.
Here on the lake, each wreck has its own buoy and a network of guide ropes. Before the ropes were installed, divers sometimes bumped against the ship's fragile timbers. After a pause to get my bearings, I slip below the surface. Looking down, I see the buoy chain dwindle away into shadow. As I descend, the water is cold and thick. 40 feet down, I reach the bottom. A dozen strokes with my flippers, and there it is, a man-made shape forming itself out of shadows and watery dust. I glide slowly past the delicate spokes of the paddle wheel. I drift above the intricate, exposed ribbing of the deck.
The horse ferry is the only known example of this type of vessel in North America.
Chris Sabick is director of conservation at the Lake Champlain Maritime Museum, where they've built a half-scale model of the ship and its complex gears.
It was a vessel type that was fairly widespread during the 19th century. But it's one of those vessel types that has slipped through the cracks of history and just kind of faded away.
The lake's murky water preserved the horse ferry. The fresh water is cold and calm. The silt actually protects artifacts from bacteria. In many parts of the Great Lakes, ships like this one have rested for centuries, completely intact. But now that's changing. A box of tiny brown and white shells has been added to the Maritime Museum's display. It's a new organism, the zebra mussel. They arrived in the Great Lakes in the late 1980s, carried in the ballast tanks of ships. Zebra mussels have wreaked havoc on native fish and plant species, but they've also coated hundreds of historic wrecks.
The enormous weight of hundreds of thousands of these shells on waterlogged wood can obviously cause things to collapse.
Using wrecks like the horse ferry, scientists throughout the Great Lakes are studying ways that zebra mussels actually change the water's protective chemistry.
It seems that the microenvironment that exists deep inside the mussel layer or colony attracts a type of bacteria that accelerates the degradation of the iron. And obviously all these shipwrecks are fastened with iron fasteners.
Over time, these wrecks could literally come apart at the seams. Back in the water, I draw close to the horse ferry's bow. Thick layers of shells coat the ribbing. In places, not an inch of wood is visible. Researchers say they won't know for several years how much damage has been done. But as the zebra mussels continue to spread, scientists fear that underwater museums like this one could be lost forever. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Brian Mann on Lake Champlain.